Our next speaker is Cindy Pinkerton, a member of Holy Spirit Parish. Since her parents are Pat and Carol Dugan, that allows Cindy to claim dual citizenship here at St. Peter's. Like me, Cindy also married her high school sweetheart. She and Tim left Hayesville to pursue careers in California, where they adopted two siblings, Ashley and Michelle, who are now teenagers. They returned to Kansas, and Cindy is now a pediatric nurse practitioner, caring for the underprivileged in the Grace Med ministry. But Cindy does not waste time commuting to South Wichita. She amazes our prayer group with the knowledge she acquires in her huge Catholic podcast repertoire. I'm sure she'll have insights to share with us this evening.
Thank you, Debbie. Did you know that you are called to royal holiness, to be a priest, prophet, and king by your baptism? This sounds like a very big start to me. In Lumen Gentium, it tells us that, quote, fortified by so many and such powerful means of salvation, all faithful, whatever their condition or state, are called by the Lord, each in his own way, to be that perfect holiness whereby the Father himself is perfect, unquote. You may have heard or even read this paper from Vatican II. I myself couldn't get past that 11th paragraph where it told me that I couldn't even imagine a time where I could be perfect, like the Father himself is perfect. Yeah, ain't gonna happen. As Debbie said, my husband and I have two teenage daughters. If you have this very special blessing from God, you know that it is impossible to feel like you're doing anything perfect at all. And if you think you can even start to feel like you're perfect, they'll set you straight. There's just no way around that. In my other vocation as a pediatric nurse practitioner, I get daily reminders that no matter how much I learn or do, I will never have a perfect understanding of the human body or how it works, or sometimes what to do when it doesn't work very well. So I spent years being given opportunities to learn about my need to take time each day to be closer to God, to learn to fulfill my baptismal promises. My parents brought me to St. Cecilia Church in Hayesville to be baptized when I was about a week old. This baptism brought a new soul into the family of God and gave me royal parents, Jesus and Mary. Then about 3 years ago, I was reading in my church bulletin and saw that a group of women were getting together to watch a movie on some of the approved apparitions of Mary. I knew a little about Mary appearing to Bernadette and Lourdes, as this gave me my confirmation saint name. At that time, I was struggling to find a way to be a good mom and felt compelled by something or someone to learn more about Mary. I was hoping to get a little bit of help, but not too optimistic. But then I read that there was food and wine, so I thought, I couldn't go wrong there. So I went and was completely blown away by the stories and promises that Mary was giving us. If you're wondering why I just told you this story, it's because of that little decision that I made that time that I'm talking to you here today. That one afternoon led to a prayer group when I could make it, then to routine meetings, routine prayer time, then to wondering now how I ever got through my week at all without this support system. The accounts of Mary appearing on earth has brought me closer to Jesus and gave me the strength to tell others about how to know him better, especially through Mary. We all receive a triple consecration at baptism to be priest, prophet, and king. With the king and queen, we have a solemn duty to use the graces received then to help the rest of the world. As Catholics, we have inherited the immense wealth of the faith and have access to infinite treasures of grace. Because without these graces, people are more vulnerable to subtle and not so subtle temptations, which can lead them to diseases of the soul like depression, possession, or even an eternal death. When it comes to our religion, we lay people can sometimes feel that since we don't have that sacrament of ordination or haven't taken monastic vows, that our prayers are somehow inferior and we can't or shouldn't do as much. St. Louis de Montfort told us and has been telling us, no, this is not true. Our baptismal certificate is official. We are truly incorporated into the life of Christ and into his royal combat duty to wrestle with the enemy of souls. Through our baptism, like David, we are perfectly equipped for victory. Our slingshot is the rosary. Our stones are chips off the rock of Peter. and our prayers as consecrated, baptized persons can flatten giants. I might not have convinced many of you that you can do much in this big sinful world today, but all of us are given the divine life by baptism, and living at this level has to be developed and maintained daily, like in the sacrament of marriage. How close am I to my spouse? Am I always growing in love so that the decisions for our children are always strong because they're in sync? How can I know what my husband is thinking unless I'm listening to him, asking him questions, talking about our life? What are we wanting to do? Every day we have the opportunity to grow more deeply in love or to grow apart. St. John of the Cross says that in spiritual life, we are either advancing or falling back. Love isn't stagnant. We are either adding fuel to keep the fire burning or we're getting cold. We are talking and listening to God every day or we're listening to the world. Immaculate Mary is our encourager, our model, and our coach. We move with her and in her, and thus we aim at giants with her perfection. We give her permission to push us, even if we get discouraged by the constant battle or the distraction by amusements. She will always help to move us in the direction of Jesus that Jesus wants us to keep heading. Mary is the person closest to Christ. She is our model, our coach. So daily we must remember that by our baptism, we are mandated to become more perfect in Christ, to bring others along with us to that perfection. I pray that you will listen to what God and Mary are saying to you and will keep moving closer to your baptismal mandate and promises. Enjoy being this priest, prophet, and king that is able to save souls.